The master said of Kung Yi Ching that he might be wived. Although he was put in bonds, he had not been guilty of any crime. Accordingly, he gave him his own daughter to wife. Of Nan Yung, he said that if the country were well governed, he would not be out of office, and if it were ill governed, he would escape punishment and disgrace. He gave him the daughter of his own elder brother to wife. The master said of Su Qin, of superior virtue indeed is such a man. If there were not virtuous men in Lu, how could this man have acquired this character? Su Kung asked, what do you say of me, Su? The master said, you are a utensil. What utensil? A gemmed sacrificial utensil. Someone said, Yung is truly virtuous, but he is not ready with his tongue. The master said, what is the good of being ready with the tongue? They who encounter men with smartnesses of speech for the most part procure themselves hatred. I know not whether he be truly virtuous, but why should he show readiness of the tongue? The master was wishing Chi Shao Kai to enter on official employment. He replied, I am not yet able to rest in the assurance of this. The master was pleased.